Spanish architect.
I'm Mika, and I'm from Jyväskylä, Finland. I'm the head for the Institute of Educational Leadership. My mission is to fulfill our students' dreams.
Hello, my name is Anna-Maja Poikkeus. I come from Jyväskylä. Currently, I'm the dean at the Faculty of Education and Psychology. For the international students, the master's program students, I'm part of the group which discusses and oversees some of their curriculum ideas, and every year we think about how things are going and whether there are some things we could improve. I'm not part of the selections directly, but I do hear about them, and I hear about how we are doing in our recruiting, and I hear much about what kind of students we are getting. So it's a really nice process that we have so many competent people in our team who work with the program.
My name is Panu Forsman. I'm from the University of Jyväskylä, Faculty of Education and Psychology, working as a coordinator of International Master Degree Program in Educational Sciences. I would actually say that I'm almost this sort of jack of all trades. I do everything and anything for students, basically. In that sense, my job description ranges from all sorts of education, teaching tasks to guidance, counseling, even social-emotional support, and my focus is mainly with interaction with our students in the orientation and in first classes they have in the first autumn. That's when I have most interaction with our new students. But of course it continues for the whole length of 2-year program. I think I have something with almost every student in every semester we have. It of course depends on the students. If they are really independent and know what they are doing, then they might not have questions or issues or problems of any sort. And it even doesn't have to be an issue if somebody wants to pursue, for example, postgraduate studies, PhD studies. I have had few of those this spring also.
My name is Leena Halttunen, and I'm currently working as a head of department in the Department of Education. But how I'm connected to master's degree programs is that 6-7 years I worked as a university teacher and the program coordinator. Earlier I was very close to the students because I was working as a university teacher in the master's degree program in educational leadership, and I was also the program coordinator. But now I think I'm a bit more distant, but I hope that I'm not a distant person who just does some administrative stuff. So I really want to be close to the students and being somebody that you can come and talk and really want to hear your voice and your thoughts about the program.
My name is Josephine Moat, and I'm a senior lecturer in education based in the Department of Teacher Education here at the university. And I'm responsible for a program called the Juliet Program, which specialises in foreign language pedagogy for younger learners. And then I teach some courses on the International Master's Programme as well. The Master's Programme. Okay, so it's varied a little bit in the different years. Sometimes I've been involved a little bit earlier in the programme, sometimes then just a little bit later on. I'm partly involved in the selection process, so reading through the letters of motivation and then like research ideas. And that's actually really quite interesting to see what different kind of ideas that people come with and really what kind of hopes they have and very much what they would like to then invest in afterwards. So where they see the value of gaining a master's degree in education. Then because I have several courses with the foreign language pedagogy specialisation, so in that way I can kind of see people as they're going through the process and sort of the orientation, like getting used to studying here in Finland, what's involved in that, and then learning sort of in a way finding their own interest, because I think you come with sort of this general interest, and yes, you want to know, but really what you want to get hold of, it takes time for that really to come through.
So I don't think that we should give education without this sort of help to, for people to think their goals or how they can fulfill their aspirations or what they want to do after graduation. So in that sense, future orientation is rather significant part of what we should do.
I feel very fortunate. Everything that I've been able to do during my career has been things that I find very important, and always been very lucky to work with wonderful people, like with our international students. Usually the one who learns most is myself, and that's not a bad situation.
Every autumn, as our students know, we have one slogan, what we say. Not once, not twice, perhaps hundreds of times. We are here for you.